This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and we make a conscious choice each and every day. We make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. Good morning. This is Elona Sanders. I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment virtual gathering. And this is Wednesday, January 10th, 2018. I am so happy and so blessed to be in this community with you guys all over the United States that count it not robbery to get up, get focused, and get in this community. I know that today is a very special day. Why? Because it's a day that's never been touched before. It has been held just for you. And it is up to you what you will decree and declare in this day. So with that being said, yes, let's come together. Let's bring our hearts and our mind together. And let's take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we come present right here, right now. And I want you to get excited today about this sacred moment and this sacred space. Right here, right now. The more that you can practice this, the more powerful you will become. Next, healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, I sit in this sacred moment and I become fully awake, fully alert, fully present. I put away the 21st century spirit of multitasking, and I embrace the power and the grace and the miracle working power that is available to me right here, right now, in this moment, as I allow my spirit man to come into the ascendancy. I allow my spirit to come into the dominant position of authority right now. Next, healing deep breath in. On the exhale, as I sit in this sacred moment, I am so aware that there is a river of goodness flowing out of me, flowing to me, all around me. And the river of goodness is filled with all good things that pertains to life and godliness. And I embrace that today. Because that is who I am. That is my portion. That is what I have been granted and given. All good things, they work together. All good things, they work together. All good things, they work together. Fit into a plan. Because I love God and I'm called according to purpose. And everything that concerns me, everything that concerns me is being perfected, is coming to maturity, coming to fruition right now, coming to manifestation, because today I create a new reality. Next, healing deep breath in. And with that being said, if you can't, just go ahead and give a shout of praise out, a shout of thank you, a shout of gratitude out. Go ahead and do like a 15-second happy dance if you're in a place where you could just get up and do a happy dance. Just get up and shout, yes, 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 yes. It's working for my good. All right. For those of you that are just joining us, this is Elona Sanders. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is day number 10. And this is a good place for us to just pause and take a good, healing, deep breath in and just embrace the journey that we've been allowed to travel over the past 9 days into this 10th day and this brand new year. You know, statistically, many people are already depressed and already frustrated and have already been distracted from what they have been called to do, what they said they were going to do this year. Some of you may feel like you're behind, like you're not focused, like you're not clear, but thank goodness you are still here. You're still pressing your way. You're still staying focused. And I'm here to tell you the truth. And that is that this year is going to be what you allow it to be. And there are so many areas that we want to hit to make sure that you are really allowing your spirit, your divine self, your God nature, the part of you that's like God, to be in the ascendancy, to be in the dominant position, to be in the premier position, the first position. Yes, you want your spirit to be in the first position so that it is in the position of power. So when we look back over where we have been over the past 10 days, we have really and truly covered a lot of ground. And by now, you should be feeling within yourself that the only thing that's important is are the things that's flowing from the inside out. What's going on from the inside out, not from the outside in? For too long, we've allowed the things from the outside to dominate, control, and set our course. We talk about the ability to control what goes on in your mental and emotional realm, meaning your thoughts, your imagination, because that's the foundational piece that's going to allow you to start creating a different reality for yourself. It's going to be the thoughts you think. It's going to be the feelings that you feel and the actions that you take or don't take. And really and truly, there's no such thing as not taking action, because not taking action is taking action, because you're still going to yield a result. Now, it's not going to be the result that you say you want. It's not going to be the result that you know that you can have. So when we look around at this, I want you to not always look at the end result on a day-to-day basis, but look at the fact that you're still in the game. You're still engaged. You're still moving. You're still breathing. You're still joyful. That's what I want you to look at each and every day, because you're going to have days where you're able to, listen to the terminology, perform at 100%, and you're going to be very happy with yourself. And there are going to be days that you may not perform at 100%, but you're still performing. There are going to be days when you do everything you say you're going to do, and then there are going to be days you may not get a chance or an opportunity to do everything. But what I want you to look at is that you're still in the game. You still have a desire. And not to beat yourself up too badly, because beating yourself up is a negative energy that doesn't serve you. You want to stay in a vibrational frequency. And that's nothing more than where your spirit is resting, where your mind and your spirit is connecting, and what you're allowing yourself to feel and to see. That creates a vibrational frequency. And that energy, that spirit, that anointing, whatever terminology you want to use, that flows out of you is starting to create your reality. It reminds me of the woman Eve in the garden. And I did a message several years ago called Attractive Distractions. That many times your distractions are not evil, they're not ugly, they're not heinous. Sometimes you have some attractive distractions. And really, once something gets your attention and becomes attractive to you, and your mind taps into that, your mind is going to speak to it. And so when we talk about an attractive distraction, as the woman Eve looked on the fruit, the scripture says she looked at it as something to be desired, something that would make her wise, something that would make her like God. But looking at that and being distracted with that, it spoke a lie to her. Her mind spoke a lie to her, and the enemy spoke a lie to her. And then she came in agreement with that when she looked at the tree and saw that it was something to be desired, to make her wise, to make her like God. The thing about it is that she was already all of that. And that is where many of you get tripped up, because you can't see yourself in the light of divine truth. You're not seeing yourself the way that you have been created. You're not seeing what's already been invested in you, which is absolutely powerful. It's powerful because there's no one else like you. There's no one with the gift, talents, and ability that you have. A word that I coined, a phrase that I coined several years ago, I call it your SASS, your S-A-S-S. That's your strongest, authentic spiritual self. That's that secret sauce that you have. That's that part of you, that uniqueness that you bring when you show up to do your thing, that nobody else has that like you have it. No one else. Nobody else can do it like you. Those are the things that we want your attention and your focus on. Really confirming yourself, affirming yourself, accepting yourself, and knowing that you are all that. You are all of that. One of the things that we grew up with a false sense of humility. It was a false humility. It wasn't a real one. The scripture says not to think more highly of yourself than you ought to. It didn't say that you could not think highly of yourself. Some of you all need to think highly of yourself, because God lives within you, and he did a wonderful thing when he created you. So the three things that I want you to really take into consideration as we land here on day 10, and we start looking at the fact that we have declared that this is the year of you. This is the year of you. Let this year be all about you. And I'm talking about you, as I often say, with a capital Y. The God part of you. Your spirit man. The essence of who you are. We're not talking about a selfishness. We're talking about a liberation. Talking about a freedom. Being able to operate and walk in what you know you're here to operate in. This is the year of you. This is the year of you embracing who you are, acknowledging your uniqueness, and allowing your true self to emerge more and more every day. As we look at this year of you, this is the year that, you know, you're going to come into more boldness. More boldness and more clarity. When you look around, especially in our day and time, when you see that there are so many people stepping into their uniqueness, doing their thing, as Marianne Williamson said, when you allow your creative self to step forward and you own who you are, you give people the permission to do the same. It's time for you to embrace your light and not fumble around in darkness anymore. Just being real happy about who you are and what you've been created to do. So three things I want you to really pay attention to as you move forward, because this is going to make the difference as to what you experience. So first, for foundational purposes, I want you to settle this. There's some things I want you to settle for yourself. And you have to settle for yourself that everything, Everything is working for your good. All of it. Every bit of it. We're not going to judge things as awful, wrong, negative, in opposition. If you have landed there, there is something life came to say to you. There is a message in it. Instead of being aggravated, frustrated, tired, weary, you say several things to yourself. First of all, you look at the situation, take a deep breath, and just say it is what it is, right? See, because the frustration comes in when you start ascribing a certain meaning to it, when you start saying that it's contrary to what you desire, and you start magnifying it as opposition and magnifying it as resistance or warfare. We don't want to be there anymore. We don't want to be there anymore. We spent the last 20 years in opposition and warfare. No, if you are there, take a deep breath and just say it is what it is. And then ask the question, what is this showing me about myself, about my decisions, about my tolerance? Write that down. What is this showing me about myself, about my decisions, about my tolerance? And I want you to write this down. Whatever you tolerate, whatever you allow, you do not have the right to complain about. You do not have the right to complain about it. Because you're tolerating it, because you are allowing it. Particularly when you are in situations with other people, rather it's relatives, spouses, siblings, children, co-workers, whatever it is. The tendency is to always look outside ourselves and place blame. And in the quote-unquote, you know, sanctified church, we were notorious for placing blame and ascribing demons to people and calling people witches or warlocks and this and that. We did so much crazy stuff, y'all. I'm telling you, I think I'm getting ready to write a book about all the crazy stuff we believed and the behaviors that we adopted and the craziness sometimes, yes, that even came from the pulpit. But thank God that we're in a different space now. Right? We're in a different space. I've spoken to several people who, since we have not been connected through our new life physical connection, and they've moved around a little bit, they can't believe the state of affairs. They can't believe what's going on. But we're in a different space, and all it says is that something else is being asked of you. Something else is being asked of you. And what is being asked of you? It's being asked of you to come into a greater, awareness of your God self, to come into a greater acceptance of who you are. Now, there's somebody on the line today. I have to speak this to you, and I'm not prophesying. I'm just speaking what I'm feeling very strongly, that you must embrace all that excellence, all that uniqueness, all that exquisiteness that is within you. You are loaded. You are loaded with gifts. You are multi-gifted, multi-talented. You are smart. You are intelligent. You are quick on your feet. You have insight. You have wisdom. You have a calm demeanor and personality. People feel good when you come around them. People have hope when you show up. I want you to embrace that today. I know that's you. You need to just lift your hand and raise your hand and say, that's me. That's me. Yes, yes, yes. You've allowed confusion to trap you and to trick you. But even as we're coming into this year of you, and our focus is on health and wellness and wealth, we started out saying this, and this is true. And I know I'm speaking to somebody today. There must be a major adjustment in your diet and your dietary intake, because it's the trick of the confusion is connected to what you're eating. It's not the devil, it's not demons, it's mainly what you have put in your body over the years. Now that's a word for me as well. I'll own that one for me as well. Right? But you are loaded. And you don't want to wait until you're 60 and 70 years old to finally say, I had the goods all along. God was talking to me all the time. But that confusion and that fogginess and that insecurity and inadequacy kept you from taking action. We want to clear that up. Yes, yes, yes. And it doesn't take a long time to do it, but it does take a consistent effort, a consistency moving forward. And now I'm still speaking to you. There are some new rituals that you're going to have to put in place. And I don't want you to be afraid to shift from some of the rituals you had yesterday. They served you well up until this time. But now you're being called to something more. You're being called to go deeper into a deeper depth of soberness. Of soberness. And now is the time to activate wisdom, because you have a lot of knowledge. You've accumulated knowledge over the years, and now it's time to activate divine wisdom so that you would know how to put into place all the things that you have accumulated. And I'm receiving this for myself as well, because I know that we're being called to another level of awareness, another level of conscious awareness of who we are, and to not to be afraid to embrace your God self and allow that to come to the forefront. I want you to know that there is gold in your mouth. I'm seeing something like golden honey butter in your mouth, because there is an ability for you to soothe and to comfort when you open your mouth and begin to speak. I don't want you to take this lightly, that you have been given a gift. You have been given a gift to calm people, to allow people to feel hope and to feel strength when you show up and come in a room. And I received that for myself as well. You don't want to take that lightly. Those are the positions you need to step into and come alive to. I can attest that one of the things that I've experienced in my home church is that this was not intentional. This was not intentional, but it was just the environment that we were in. And my bishop meant well in doing this, but what it ended up doing was breeding a culture, an environment of comparison and competition. And one of the things that we had to do, and I did not like this at all, and Bishop would get all the ministers together and call us up and say, all right, I want to see how y'all doing. I want to see how you're coming along. And that was past the mic day. And we got like 2 minutes, and it was like a hit it. And he said, all right, don't pray. Don't give honor to God. Don't do none of that. I want you to hit it. And then, you know, somebody very charismatic would get up and with a lot of energy, and they would raise that room up, and then they would just pass that mic, boom, boom, boom. And you had to keep that energy. You had to keep that momentum. Well, I didn't like that. I didn't like that not one bit. You know, some people were strong hoopers. Others were not, and I certainly taught myself how to be a strong hooper. But you know what? In essence, beloved, that was not my strongest quality. But what ended up happening, and what we saw over the years, there were so many people who were not hoopers, who were not preachers, but maybe they were teachers. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe their job was to calmly sit down and explain a point. But in that environment, there was no room for that. You had to maintain a certain level of energy when you took that mic. And certainly I learned to do my portion. Never liked it, but I did it. All I'm saying is this, is that, you know, that's all the stuff that we want to come away from. And so I was looking at a YouTube video where my granddaughter was in the room, and I'm sure y'all have seen this little girl that, you know, preaches and all of that. And so it was an old video, and I just clicked on it to see if that was the one that I had saw years ago. And the little girl was, you know, just playing with a microphone and a handkerchief, and she was hooping, and she was just going at it. And my granddaughter said, she's going to be a good pastor. So do you see how we've already put a certain, and because she grew up in that environment. But hooping does not necessarily mean pastor, but already in her young mind, she's already drawn the conclusion that if you have that kind of energy, that kind of momentum, that makes you a good pastor. And nothing can be further from the truth. I said all that to say, I want you to be able to embrace your uniqueness because you got it. I can see you. You got it. You have the goods for sure. But this season, this year, we're going to work on this thing piece by piece and step by step. You got to come out of that hocus pocus arenas. You got to come out of all of that false soothsaying and all of that. And you're going to take this thing step by step, piece by piece. And every day you're going to embrace a little bit. Remember I said, this year I want you focusing on the fact that you are still here. You're still in the race. And each and every day you're going to applaud yourself and celebrate yourself because you're still here. You're still in the race. No, it's been 10 years, and no, you still haven't gotten to your desired weight, but that's okay. You still have a desire to get there. That's what I want you celebrating. You still have a desire to get there. So as we look around today, so three things I want you to move forward with. Number one is the thoughts that you think. Let's go back there. Come on. Get a hold to that. So when you're building on the foundation, first of all, that everything is working for your good, everything, all of it is working for your good. When you can stand on a foundation like that, then you can control the thoughts that you think because you don't have to ascribe the negative interpretation to your situation. Stop it. You're still there. And if you're still there, it's because there is something life is teaching you, something life is showing you, something you're being called to see and accomplish, and we're just going to embrace it. But now, let me give you a little secret. When you stop paying so much attention to it in a negative way, it's going to start going away. And when you can come to a place where your spirit is in a totally different dimension and a different vibrational frequency from that circumstance, it has to change. You are the key to it changing, not the other person, not the other people, not the situation, not the environment. Because as you begin to step into a new vibrational frequency, and that is nothing but where you allow your spirit to rest, where you allow your thoughts to focus and concentrate, when you create and step into another vibrational frequency, things around you must change, and they can change very quickly. Very quickly. So let me say this to someone as well, because I just picked up a hint of weariness. Weary because you felt like you've tried and you've given it your best shot. And you dealt your best hand, and you just couldn't get it done. I want you to take a rest today because you're going to do it your way. And I want you to understand what I mean by that. You're going to do it your way. According to your uniqueness and who you are, you're going to do it your way. One of the dangerous things about being mismatched and being in environments that you are just putting up with or allowing yourself to be in, that's not conducive to where you're going. And I'm talking social now. I'm not talking relationship. I'm not talking husband, wife, you know, family. I'm not talking that so much, even though you need to set some new boundaries there. Stop showing up in places and allowing yourself to be beat up and beat down. Set some boundaries. Don't mean that you have to cut people off 100%, but set some boundaries. Put some boundaries in place and give yourself an opportunity to grow and to flourish in this season. Don't be connected and don't just stay in situations simply because you can say to yourself, okay, I'm here. But you're going to have to do things your way, meaning that if you're not a hooper, stop hooping. That's just a simple example. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't agree with pimping people, don't pimp them. If you don't agree with, you know, playing mind games with people, don't play them. That's what I mean by you're going to have to do it your way. So you're going to have to control the thoughts that you think in this season. And when you take that step to control the thoughts that you think, because it's up to you. It's up to you. If you want to think about something, meditate on it, be depressed about it, allow it to affect you, it's up to you. You must control the thoughts you think, the feelings you feel, and the actions you take. Write that down. That is what creates your reality, beloved. It's not the devil. He don't have that kind of authority. He doesn't have it. He has no authority. It's not demons. But we're going to take this step by step and piece by piece until we get this done. I want you to repost that, tweet it, whatever, that you know it's about the thoughts you think, the feelings you feel, the actions you take that creates your reality. You have the power. All right, so beloved, again, if you want to take to have the replay of this, there's a whole membership area set up for you, ElonaSanders.com/EC. The best of early morning empowerment is there. All the replays for this year is there, all the way back to 2014. We put the best of it there. There's other gifts there. There are other worksheets and tools and exercises, video activations, you know. So just go there. And we also have a private Facebook group where we're interacting with one another there as well. So do that, beloved. But I'm going to release you for the rest of your day. And I want you to be blessed. And I just feel to seal us on this level. I feel a shifting in the realm of the spirit. I literally feel somebody's spirit, many of you, have shifted. I feel that there have been a change in your mindset, that you have tapped something today. I want you to stay where you are and continue to flow out of this place. And I'll see you right back here tomorrow at 6 a.m. Eastern. And I do want to open the lines this week and get to hear from so many of you with your thoughts, your questions, your comment, your feedback, because we're looking at Philadelphia today, and New York, and Toledo, and Akron, and Georgia, and North Carolina. We want to hear from you. All right, beloved, I'm going to release you with many blessings for the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Elona Sanders. You can visit my website at ElonaSanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ElonaSanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.